Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I am thrilled today because I have with me Sue Crumbs. Sue's passion and purpose is to clear the clutter in your life and make your space a special place by transforming and redesigning the way you live. Sue is the founder of ClearYourClutter.com, and her passion as a professional organizer and accredited staging professional is to make people's lives simpler. And don't we all need that? Sue, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much, Vicki. It's a pleasure to be here today.
I wanted to ask you how you came to this passion and purpose in life that we all need so desperately help with.
Well, gosh, my life was evolving, kind of starting to unravel on me. I was living in Los Angeles County at the time, and I was a school administrator, a field I'd been in for over 20 years, and a teacher educator for 10 years before that. And my mother was living at the time in San Diego County, and she was imploding down in San Diego County, and I needed to get down there to be closer to her. I don't have any siblings. And in doing so, I found myself putting my house on the market, getting another place down in San Diego, getting that fixed up before we moved into it, then dealing with my mother's issues, and then after she passed away, my mother's home, and launching the darling daughter at the same time and getting her settled in a place. And when all the dust finally settled, I recognized after a 31-year career in the education field, I really felt it was time for me to branch into something else and something different, and kind of a gift of time is what I say my mother gave me. So I decided I didn't really want to go back to college and get interior design certification per se, but I found that people's environments really impact their lives in so many different ways. And I didn't realize it when I was in LA, but when I was getting the house ready to sell, it was really staging the house. And when I moved to San Diego County, I ended up getting certified for interior redesign, one-day room makeovers, and that led to staging houses to sell, and then staging to stay. And what I discovered in being in so many different people's homes, it necessarily wasn't location, 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 which they all say in real estate is really important, but it was what's inside the house and how is that owner treating that house. And it was all about the stuff. Everybody had stuff, and everybody had different amounts of stuff or clutter. And the best location of a house, it's still hard to show if the dirty laundry is still on the couch or the children's bedrooms are bulging and overflowing and all the toys are everywhere. So I found my way to the National Association of Professional Organizers, which is a national organization of people that help others clear up their clutter and get on with what they want to do. And I'm the past president of our San Diego chapter. And along the way, I found myself back in, so to speak, the trainer, teacher, educator role by speaking and presenting on this topic. And I've been a teacher since I was 21. So I found that I had an impact and could really help and inspire others in my presentations in different audiences of all different sizes, because everybody's got stuff. And at different times of our lives, we have different amounts of stuff. Whether we're in transition, whether there's been an illness in the family, or somebody's been ill, somebody has died, or it's been a blended household or a divorce and things have split apart rather than blended together. And people end up with living in their stuff and not getting on with what they want to do.
You know, that is so true. And I know for me personally, it's so critical that I have things in order. When I don't, even when they're slightly, you know, not in place from the standpoint of being organized, whether it's my stuff or it's my work or whatever, it really impacts the quality, not just of my life, but what I produce in my life. It's huge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It throws us off balance and we kind of just get out of whack. That's what I found with people that I've worked with. You know, it's like they know that paper's in there somewhere, but they just don't know where. Or they're running late to everything because they can't keep, you know, their time management, which I call you management in my book, but it's time management is really you management. You know, you have to plan out how long it's going to take to get out the door, how long it's going to take to get to the next location, and all those things. And we end up living in this state of frenzy.
Yeah, and I would love to ask you, as the professional that you are that's contributing so hugely in this area, why do you think people choose to live in clutter?
Well, I don't think it's a choice that they make per se, like they wake up and say, well, okay, today I'm just going to let it all go and become messy. I think life interrupts us. You know, what is this saying that Gilda Radner used to say? Life is what happens to us while we're making other plans. And so the best intentions go by the wayside when there's some kind of crisis, whether it's a job loss, an illness, a divorce, an addition to the family, subtraction in the family, and all of a sudden our focus and our time and our energy goes over to something else. And before we know it, we've filled up our spaces. And what I see happen with clients whose environments I work in, whether it's their office or their home, is they just get busy somewhere else. And when it gets way out of whack, they're just kind of like trying to survive. They end up in a survival mode, and they're not as effective and efficient and productive as they could be. And once we've worked together, I bring down that affective filter, so to speak, and reduce that anxiety so that they can go, okay, now I've got breathing room. Now I know where things are, and I'm not anxious, wondering where is everything that I need to have.
Oh, I love that. I just love what you do and how you're contributing to the world. And what I really love is that we were able to actually assist you in making your book a bestseller, Clear Your Clutter. And it thrilled me to no end because this is something that I feel so strongly about for myself. And tell us a little bit about how the book came about, because now everyone has access to the wonderful things that you do.
Oh, yes. Well, as I was speaking to different audiences, and I would say different things that kind of like batch to the max or the best date night of the week, and people would say, oh, that's so cute and that's so clever. You know, you should write that down or you should write a book. And I just found that in the last 7 years that I've been doing this, I just started, you know, creating some little tips that just would get people, you know, like focused right away on what they could do to start. Well, like one of them is start small for big changes. So one of the chapters in my book is called Start Small for Big Changes, because what happens sometimes is I find that people go out and they buy the organizing books and they're looking for the magic wand or the fairy dust or the thinking, when I finish reading this book, it'll all be done. Well, you know, it's kind of getting them into a mindset of they're not wanting to live that way anymore. That's kind of the step one. But then I say you have to start really small for some big changes. And where people make a mistake is they decide to tear apart a 3-car garage or a 4-car garage, and then they don't know what to do because they've got it all out in the driveway. And then it gets dark. This is what happens. It gets dark, and then they push it all back in, you know, and the neighbor goes, well, that didn't work, did it? From across the street, he or she is watching all that. So I say you have to start really small. And some people have a mindset, oh, I've never been organized, or, oh, I wasn't born organized, or, oh, my mother said I was always messy, or, oh, I've always been a slob, or I've always been late to meetings. You know, and they have this tape that just runs over and over in their mind, and they've convinced themselves that this is just who they are, and that, you know, the rest of the world needs to line up and accept that they're 20 minutes late to a meeting, or that they can't find anything that anybody needs at work, or that their place is a wreck, and so they meet everybody at Starbucks instead of at their home. And what I say, you've got to get the mindset shift, and really you have to turn that around and say, up until now, I've been messy or slobby or late or couldn't find things or ineffective or unproductive up until now. And then we just start small. We start with something really small. And it can be as small as getting your wallet or your purse organized. And just that small task, or a junk drawer or a medicine cabinet, just that one small step starts to empower people to go, oh, well, that wasn't so bad. There was a start and there was a finish. And I didn't have to cancel the entire three-day weekend to do the medicine cabinet. And it starts to give people a sense of positiveness and success, because I'm all about helping people with their success and inspiring them that they can be better with their time and their space.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, as you know, we live half of the year down in Mexico, and we have some friends that are retired, and I've noticed one of my friends just retired, and she has always been so punctual and so dependable as far as anything she would say she would do, and since she's retired, it's not like that anymore. And another one of my friends made that observation too, and I don't know if it's just down here because people feel they're partially on vacation. Many people come down and stay 2 or 3 months, but it's kind of interesting to see that shift of canceling, you know, obligations and so forth. And I thought, gee, maybe there is something to that. I don't know. Do you think that having more of a scheduled existence has a tendency to keep you more in alignment with keeping things organized? And
I do. I've seen that with clients I've had who have retired. Now they kind of let go of that whole calendar schedule thing. And so when I work with them on time management, they can't recall what they did yesterday. They can't recall, if I come in the afternoon, what happened to their morning. And I say to them, you know, you've got to take back control of your time, because your mindset is saying, oh, I've got all the time in the world now. You know, I've got all this time. And what happens is it just expands to fill all space available. Every day we use up 24 hours. We can't save them up. And I do find that folks who are retired or have a part-time schedule or solopreneurs have a hard time with this as well, because they think, oh, I'm going to be self-employed, I'm going to do all this, I'm going to build my business. And because they're their own boss, they're their own enemy, and they need to put in place some structures which will create for them in the long run more free time. But it's hard for them to see that. It's, again, getting that mindset shift, because they think, oh, well, I've got, you know, I don't have to listen to the boss. I don't have to go to all those meetings. But then all of a sudden their day ends and, oh, they made, you know, one call to a client and now it's tomorrow. And they just let the day go.
You know, and I find I have the other side of that problem, in that, you know, being able to work remotely, it's just sometimes I'll find myself working so many hours. Because, you know, and I'm not disciplined all the time about having balance in my life. And I see that a lot with some of my fellow, you know, entrepreneurs and people who have especially home offices and so forth. It's so easy for the hours to just fly by and not really apply discipline to that, you know?
Right, right. I suggest to folks to really take a look at the calendar the week or the month ahead and see if you can block out, you know, 48 hours of just uninterrupted bliss or fun. We've all got to put fun back in our life and keep it there, because, you know, you don't have to be consumed with the work 7 days a week to the point that it's a 60-hour kind of thing. And in my book, I have a life balance wheel, which is in the first chapter. And I have the story of the Mexican fisherman. You said you mentioned living in Mexico. And it gets to that issue of balance. And the fable is so great, because it talks about, you know, more isn't necessarily better, and more money is not better. You know, we become like these hamsters in a wheel, and that's not necessarily success and happiness. So it's getting in that balance. So we've got some things that we can contribute so that we can live our life purpose, but we also want to have social and family and friends and financial freedom, along with, you know, spiritual and good health and those other things. And if we all put all our eggs in one basket, well, we can look at very, very, very rich people who are not living in very good social relationships, shall we say, or, you know, have been through multiple marriages. So you can't say that's a balanced life. So it's getting to that life balance. And my Mexican fisherman story in the first chapter really gets at that.
Oh, I love that. I really love that. And I think it's so true, because when I was younger, I had an ad agency that grew really, really quickly. And in my third year, I went ahead and was acquired. I was in my mid-20s, but it turned into something I didn't want to do anymore because it had grown so big. The whole nature of the whole business changed too fast. And it wasn't what I wanted to do anymore. And I think it's so wonderful to be selective about even your growth and organizing that part of your life. Like you say, you know, we tend to think the bigger the better and the more the better. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's not the case. Sometimes just deciding what is enough and being able to stay in balance is really important.
Absolutely. I've been in so many environments of all different sizes, and you know, thinking of some really, really large homes, you know, 6,500 square feet, 5,500 square feet. On the outside, it looks, oh, wow, that person's got it all together, and that person's successful, and that person must be really happy. And I find not necessarily so. You know, a lot of unhappiness, and sometimes people's environments, the smaller spaces, there's more love and happiness and success in those. So it's just getting it organized so that you feel on top of it. And more doesn't make it better.
Oh, that is so wonderful. So you indicated earlier that it's really important to start with something small so that you can really get a sense of success, and that will encourage you to do more. Is there another tip or a couple tips that you would recommend for someone that really is on the path?
Well,
here.
Yes. And I have a free quick start guide that people could download and get started right away. And that's at clearyourcluttercoach.com or SueCrum.com, C-R-U-M.com. And one of the ones that I really talk about in my productivity presentations is focus. We've lost our ability to focus. We are living in such a busy, stimulating environment now, with everything coming at us 24/7, and the technology is wonderful that we have, but it also gets us off task. So I read a recent report that talked about in 1 hour, they did a study with about 200 people, they interrupted themselves 21 times in 1 hour because of a technology device. Well,
oh,
trying to get refocused after going over to check a text or check a Facebook post or check something else technology-wise, the research talks about it takes you about 20 minutes if you're working on a deep project to get back with your brain on where you left off. So people are trying to work in 3 to 4 minute intervals, and then they comment, oh, I'm on such overwhelm. And so I talk about focus and taking back your ability to stop the multitasking, and it's really switch tasking, because the brain isn't really allowing you to do a lot of multiple things all at once. So it's switch tasking. We're on one task, and then we switch over here, and then we try to go back, and then we go on to another task. And then at the end of the day, we go, wow, I didn't get much done, but I was really, really busy. And, you know, you ask anybody on the street these days, oh, how are you? And they say, oh, I'm so busy, or I'm on such overwhelm. And if we just kind of slow it down and prioritize what it is we want to do and do it in order, we can take back control and not feel so out of control.
Mm, Yeah, that's a wonderful thing. Absolutely. So it has been so fabulous spending time with you today. And I know our listeners are really going to want to take advantage of your generous offers. And I wanted to make sure that they can connect with you on your website. So can you give your websites one more time?
Yes, because I think at the beginning you said clearyourclutter.com, and it's clearyourcluttercoach.com.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, or Sucrum, SUECRUM.com, and it's facebook.com/clearyourcluttercoach.
Fabulous.
So I have a free quick start guide that people can get started on right away, and I put tips up on the Facebook page as well, and I look forward to having any of your listeners get in touch with me. We've all
Fabulous.
Got stuff.
Yes, we do. And where can they find that quick start guide again?
Sucrum.com, SUECRUM.com, or clearyourcluttercoach.com.
Both places. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing such wisdom and also for your generosity in sharing your time and sharing these wonderful tools. It's just been fabulous.
Well, thank you, Vicki. I enjoyed it very much, and thank you for inviting me.
And for any of you out there that would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, you can find us at getei.com. We've got our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasting communities. Once again, that's getei.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.